code number CAU89-40. Cause 89 presents Towards Negative Entropy, a Strategic Plan. Recorded live at the 1989 National Conference held November 28th through December 1st, 1989 in San Diego, California.
This is track 5. Very interesting topic that's going to be delivered by Bill Morisi and his colleagues at the Winston College in South Carolina. Dr. Morisi has been working for some time on a theory of entropy and how entropy applies to the communications and telecommunications issues on campuses. I found his paper to be fascinating, and I think you'll enjoy it as well. Joining Dr. Morisi is Betty Laster and Brown McFadden.
Good morning. Our topic, of course, is towards negative entropy, a strategic plan. This came about actually from last year when I was introduced for a paper on microcomputer networks by Betty, and she happened to mention my background as a biomedical scientist about 20 years ago, and began thinking about what we were doing on the campus and treating the campus as a living system. And may I have the second transparency? And I actually began thinking that some of the very things that I worked with 20 years ago were applicable today. As a matter of fact, even more so. What we're going to do today is that I'm going to give you a little bit of an introduction to the presentation. We're going to define our campus environment, looking at the kinds of disorder that we actually have, and it's applicable across the board. We are a medium-sized college, a small, medium-sized college, but the same principles might be applied to any kind of system. We're going to talk about our strategic plans, and then about the plans versus the reality, in the real sense of things, and then we're going to talk, I'll sum things up for us at this point. But I would like to define a couple of things at this point. Brown, may I have the next transparency? This is just approach can you move it up a little higher, Brown, please? All right. We find it useful to think of our campus as a living system, okay? Analogous to single-cell organisms, humans or societies. We then may apply by analogy certain ideas from the fields of systems and information theory and thermodynamics. In actuality, in many cases, when they deal with living systems, there's another area called cybernetics or feedback systems that's actually applied to. Now, we haven't actually taken it in an engineering sense and measured it, but we do have some conceptual frameworks we'd like to apply to it. We use the term system as a set of units with common properties. The interactive relationship between the units are ones of constraint, control, and dependence. The campus, therefore, is a living system. It's all internal organizational units, from the academic departments to the office of the president, that function towards common goals and a predetermined structure or hierarchy. This living system is comprised of individuals and groups who process information for the system. In this article, information is considered a measure of the order or form of communicated or transmitted media, and not the media itself. The media is considered to be that matter or energy which is capable to be transmitted and assimilated, includes such forms of data, such forms as data, voice, video graphics, and security signals. The law of degradation of energy, or the second law of thermodynamics, suggests that disorder, disorganization, lack of patterning or randomness is a natural progress of a system from an ordered to a disordered state. Information is a negative index of uncertainty or disorder. For an organization to progress in an orderly fashion towards common goals, individuals, groups, and units within the organizational system must be able to acquire meaning or significance for processed information. It is through meaning and acquired knowledge that living systems change their processes to adjust to changes in their environment. Without information, media will be utilized, but no meaning or knowledge acquired. Information provides the power of organization. Lack of information results in a natural disorder and the subsequent degradation of the organization. Brown, may I have the next transparency?